It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Starting for the Lady Indians tonight. Number 4, Brenna Holman. Number 5, Paige Fortkamp. Number 13, Macy Day. Number 14, Allie Vaughn. And number 30, Hope Wendell.
And for the Lady Tigers, number 3, Liz Watron. Number 11, Tori Schulze. Number 20, Savannah Toner. Number 30, Caitlin Luthman. And number 34, Brooke Stonebreaker.
I mean, look at these girls. These girls tower over us, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, they look like a varsity team, height-wise, out there. And we are not very tall, so see how this goes.
And they got a lot more girls than we do. So we're about to start here. Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Coach Jeff Vaughn and the Lady Indians. Ronnie Boki. I mean, he is always here.
Yeah, he's about every game lately.
I mean, this dude's a legend of Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who the other dude is.
Yeah, he does a lot of games, too.
Yeah. Can't remember the name. Okay, we're good.
Alrighty.
About to tip off here. Paige Fortkamp. Goes up, doesn't get.
Ball goes to the Tigers. Number 11, Schulze will bring it up. Now gives it over to Watron. She's on the top of the key, guarded by Macy Day. Watron swings it over to Luthman. Luthman swings it back to Watron on the right wing. She gets a ball screen. She'll pop from the foul line. Up, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Tipped out to Luthman. Over to Schulze. Schulze on the left wing will get a ball screen. She'll try to give it to the roll man, but ball go out of bounds. Good defense by the Indians there.
Yep, and it looks like the Tigers in a zone press.
1-2-2.
Yep.
Full court.
Into Brenna Holman up to Allie.
Come on.
Vaughn Stone.
Allie, okay. Allie's got to get to the middle there. I mean, yeah. The middle was wide open. And
they called a foul on number 20. Toner, her first. Team's first of the half. So Hope Wendell will inbound it. Into Brenna Holman. Brenna will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Crosses the half court, gives it over to the right side, Fortkamp. Fortkamp gives top of key over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle, dish off to on the left side, Holman. Holman thinks about third, drives baseline, dishes it back out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will then drive
score.
Baseline and passes out, and she's.
Allie just does not like to score.
No, I mean, she was right there, easily could had a 2-point basket, but she
looks to pass and pass and pass.
Yep. So Brenna Holman inbounded off the
tip. She does a good job at it, but.
By the Tigers.
Sometimes you got to shoot the ball.
Oh, top key fort camp over the right side. Vaughn drive mail, hand off to Day. Day will give it out to Holman. Holman thinks about three, keeps it, gives it to Vaughn. Vaughn, top of the key, 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. 0-0. Holman on the right side. Long 2-point basket.
Up
and good. 2-point basket. Brenna Holman.
Struggling to find her shot her last couple games, but looked to get it back tonight.
Yep.
Ball pushed up the court by Versailles. Back to Watron on the left wing. She looks inside to Stonebreaker. And we'll have a foul. They call that on the floor or shooting?
Shooting.
Two shots for Stonebreaker.
Foul will be on Allie Vaughn. Her first, team's first.
First one up for Stonebreaker. In and out. No good. 2-0 Indians lead. 5:42 on left in the first quarter. Stonebreaker puts up her second one, and that one's good. First point of the game for the Lady Tigers.
Hope Wendell get into Allie Vaughn. Back to Hope Wendell.
Oh, my gosh. Look up.
Day up to
two on one. Go.
Holman will bring it back out to Hope Wendell. That's not just
we throw it away. And there, Schultz the other way. We're left hand layup up and good. Versailles takes the first lead, 3-2 early.
Hope Wendell inbound it, give it in to Day. Day will look around, give it to the middle. Alivon, there we go. Alivon will then lose it, and it'll go back to the Tigers on turnover.
Stonebreaker pushes up to Watcher, and Rochin on the left wing. She'll pull up from 15 feet off the back rim. No good. We'll have a, that's going to be a foul on Alivon. Or Brenna Homan. Her first.
Team second. And it looks like Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Fort Sykes Fieldhouse, JV Girls Competition, 32 our score, Tigers on top. Tigers going to get the ball back after a sloppy possession by the Indians. Tigers one bound under their own basket.
Schultz gets it in to a cutting number 20 toner off back iron, no good, so Indians push it the other way.
Alivon has it. Having a little trouble with the defense, but hands it off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp will drive middle, dish out to Home, and Home will fire up a long two-point basket. Up, no good. Rebounded. Nope, he'll stay here. Oh, tipped out of bounds by the Tigers.
Thought it might have been tipped out by Vaughn. But.
Yeah. So, Brenna will unbound it. Into Hope Wendell tipped out to Macy Day. Over to right side, Vaughn. Vaughn will drive baseline and again, foul will be called on the Tigers. Number 11, Schultze, her first, team second. So once again, Brenna Holman will inbound it for the Lady Indians. Holman will get in to Fort Camp. Fort Camp looking around. Goes up top. Tipped away. Stolen by
Watcher. Watcher the other way. Down the left side of the lane. Puts it up and good. Indians struggling with the ball. They're turning it over and leading to easy shots on the other end.
Yep.
5-2 for sales leads.
And Hope Wendell gets into Day. Day looking around, gives up to Ali Vaughn. Ali would
push. You got
push.
3-on-2.
And gives out to the right side, Fort Camp. Fort Camp back to Vaughn. Vaughn will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Holman.
Good job.
Holman fires up shot. No good. Rebound by Brenna again. Second one up. Nope. Fort Camp has it. Up and good.
Great work on the offensive glass from the Indians. Two offensive rebounds for Brenna Holman, and Fort Camp cleans it up for 2 points. So Versailles the other way. Luthman over to Watron. Watron will find number 20, Toner, for a wide open pick and roll layup.
Alivon up to Brenna Holman, up to Day. Day will then bring it back out to Vaughn. Vaughn will dish off to Day. Day will have a little trouble with it, give it over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive and dish it, and will be kicked by the Tigers, so we'll stay with the Indians. Delaney Evers checking in for Alivon. 7-4 score, Tigers on top. Brenna Holman will inbound it. 3:32 left here in the first quarter. Brenna Holman will get into Elena Evers. Elena will make a move, put up a shot, no, short, and rebound by the Tigers.
Luthman the other way, down the right middle of the court, guarded by Brenna Holman. Dribbles in, tries to kick it out to number 15, McEldowney, but he goes out of bounds. Work every ball.
Hope Wendell inbound it, give it in to Paige Fortkamp. Paige will give it back to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will hand it off to, dish off to Day. Day over to right side, Fortkamp. Fortkamp to the top of the key, Hope Wendell. Hope, drive middle.
Threes.
Dish off to Macy Day. I don't know. I don't think I've seen her shoot this year.
That's a foul.
Paige Fortkamp comes back up with it. Gives it over to right side, Holman. And
wow, that is a week.
So Luthman's going to pick up foul on her first, team's third.
So that size and athleticism from Versailles is getting a 40 cover, yeah. Like we said, it might early, so.
Allie Vaughn checked in. Allie will make a move, dish off to Fort Camp, back to Allie Vaughn in the right corner. Allie Vaughn will make a move, baseline, bring it back out.
They are struggling taking care of the ball.
So, number 23, Peters checking in for Watrin. Brenna Homa inbound in. 7-4 score here in the fourth. Brenna Homa finds Allie Vaughn and puts
and
it up.
One.
And one.
There we go.
Like they said. Good out of bounds play there by Coach Vaughn. And Allie will go line for one. Makes her score 7-6. 2:37 left here in the first. Allie Vaughn puts up the...
line violation.
That's line, yeah, and they don't call it. So it'll go back to the Tigers.
Luthan pushes up the left side of the floor for the Lady Tigers. Now picks up a dribble, swings it over to Peters. Peters over to 44, who's... Marshall. Inside to Ording, and she puts it up and good.
Allie Vaughn has it. Gives up to... She'll actually drive all the way. That's a foul.
Actually, I said there.
Who scored that?
24 Lions. I was looking at the varsity roster and said the wrong name. Watrin will check in for the Luthman. Indians had the ball underneath. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
So, Homa will inbound it into... Fort Camp tips away, and Tigers will come up with it. So we'll go back to the Indians.
Ron Bogey. Versailles coach not happy with that one, but Bogey just laughs at her.
Brent Holman will give it off to Elena Evers. Elena looking around, and she's got a dribble, or she's going to get 5 seconds and throws it away.
Oh, boy.
So, I guess Tigers have an argument there, but Elaine Evers threw it away, and then Coach Vaughn apparently yelled timeout, and they gave him timeout.
Must have been before, and ref just was late with the whistle, and it looked bad, but...
Come up here on Fort Cover Radio Friday, the boys at Versailles, and that's going to be a huge one with Justin Irons, and Petey is apparently sick. But he...
Sick.
Apparently.
He's going to play, isn't he? He better play.
We'd hope.
He's going to play. If not, I don't know.
Then Saturday, the boys will host our camp. WPGW will have that one here. And we'll simulcast with them. Radio Rob Weaver. So, 9-6. Indians down 3. A minute 52 left here in the first. On the floor for the Indians now, Macy Day, Paige Fort Camp, Allie Vaughn, Brenna Homan, and Hope Wendell. So, Day will inbound it. We'll give it in to Brenna Homan. Brenna will top the key. Give it off to Day. Day will give it over to the right side. Brenna Homan into Hope Wendell. Loses it, and it will stay with the Indians. Heidi Bruns listened to us on the air. Got a text from Gio Bruns. At least Chase did. So, Allie Vaughn will drive, dish out to Paige Fort Camp. Left side up, long rebound by the Tigers.
Barga the other way for the Tigers. Now over to Watrin. She has it on the top of the key. She'll get it. Give it over to Peters. Peters over to Marshall. Marshall on the left wing. Now up top to... Barga. Barga over to Peters. Peters gets it tipped away. She gets it back. Now over to Watrin. Watrin on the left wing. Swings it over to Barga. Barga in the left corner. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. Now she tries giving it over to number 24, Lions. Ball. saved by the Indians, but she was on the line, so it'll stay with Mercedes.
1 minute left here in the first quarter.
Ball inbounded to Watrin. Watrin swings it over to Barga. Now over to Marshall. Marshall on the left wing. Up top to Schulte. Schulte finds a wide open Lyons inside, but she'll put it up no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go over to the Indians.
Hopeland will inbound it into Allie Vaughn. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. JV girls competition. Allie Vaughn will hand it off to Hopeland. Hope will slowly bring it up. 37 seconds left here. Hands off to Macy Day to the top. Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn back over to the left side. Macy Day. Day will get it to the corner. Allie. Allie will fire up a long two. Up no good. And that bounced off the face of a Tiger. And
Schulte the other way. Gives it over to Watrin on the left side. She drives. Puts it up. And one. Big basket by Versailles here late in the first quarter. And one after a turnover. All right, that was just a missed shot.
You see that?
What?
The girl kept boxing out and the ball just
smoked right up her head. I've seen that. Free throw up, no good. Rebounded by Lyons over Sales over to Watrin from 15 feet, no good. Rebounded by the Indians.
Like I said, that size is really just getting to us now.
They're just so much more athletic and longer. Getting their hands, I don't see as.
And,
she gets a 10 count. I mean, that length is just bothering the Indians ball handling wise, and Versailles getting their hands on a lot of balls, and that's why they lead 11-6 here. 5 seconds left. Watrin brings it up. Now over to Schulte. Schulte with 2 seconds over to, that's 15. Barga puts it up. No good. And Versailles leads the Indians 11-6 at the end of one, so we'll take a break and be back after this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here for Site Fieldhouse. Second quarter about just begun. Brennan Holman has the top of the key. Gives it right side. Vaughn in the corner. Vaughn back up to Holman. Holman will give it to left side. Day over the left corner. Brooke Collig. Brooke will give it up to Allie Vaughn.
See if Brooke can give us a spark here in the second quarter.
And Allie will get into.
There it is.
Over to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell up for
get her the ball inside. That's about the first time we got it into her, and she scores 11-8. Ball over to Luthman. Luthman kicks out to Watrin on the right wing. She gets a ball screen, dribbles in the lane, now kicks out to Luthman. Luthman on the left wing. Gets it inside to Stonebreaker. She turns over right shoulder, puts a shot up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Versailles, I guess.
Found their chase. Toner had basket.
Okay. Schulte inbounds under her own basket to Stonebreaker. Back to Schulte. She puts up a shot and good.
Makes her score 13-8. Allie Vaughn bringing it up for the Lady Indians. 6:05 left here in the second quarter. Indians down to 4 or 5. Holman will hand it off to Day. Day will top the key. Gives it to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Allie will make a move. Pulled by.
There it is.
And good. 2-point basket, Allie Vaughn.
Luthman the other way. Walks it up for Versailles. Swings it over to Watrin. Watrin has it. Now swings it over to Luthman on the right wing. Back to Watrin at the top of the key. She swings it over to Schulte. Now over to Toner in the corner, up top to Watcher, and over to Luthman, back to Watcher in the left wing. Short corner, Barga up, back to Watcher. Off of her sails, it'd go out of bounds before he could re-ball.
And Allie Vaughn went about it too. Hope Wendell. Hope will walk it up for the Indians. Gives off to Allie Vaughn. Allie will get a screen by Brennan.
3-2 zone by the sails.
Day, yep. Day to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will fire up another 18-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers.
Schulze the other way. Down, pushes down the right side of the court to Luthman. Luthman will pick up a dribble at the top of the key. Swing it over to Toner. Now over to Watchern. Watchern drives baseline. Kicks out to number 30. Luthman puts up a three. No good. Long rebound for Sales. Up top to Watchern. Watchern swings it over to Luthman. Luthman on the left wing. Back to Watchern at the top.
Now we're in zone. And it looks like Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Fort Sight Fieldhouse, 13-10 our score. Tigers on up three. 4:41 left here in the second quarter. JV girls competition. Tigers about to inbound it.
Second possession of zone for the Indians. Try to deal with that height over Sales. Luthman over on the right wing. Back up top to Watchern. Swings it over to Schulze. Schulze will skip it over to Luthman. Long three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded. We got a jump ball. It'll stay with for Sales.
I mean, how tall is that girl, Chase?
Probably
6'2".
Is she?
Yeah.
Schulze inbounds. Deflected by Paige Forkamp. Out of bounds. Stays with the Tigers.
And our tallest girl out there is probably Allie Vaughn.
Or Paige. Schulze inbounds. Deflected. Macy Day comes up with it.
It says they're both 5'8". So Allie Vaughn will give it up to Brooke Cog to left corner. Brenna Holman. Brenna will bring it all the way back up to Day. Day back up top to Allie Vaughn. Allie will drive middle. Deflected. Day comes up with it.
I know.
Gives up to Forkamp. Forkamp to over to Colley. To home and home will fire up a three up.
No. Oh, the bank.
Wow.
She called it. I heard her. Watching the other way for her sales.
That ties her up 13 all.
That's a big shot. Luthman into Stonebreaker out to Schulze. Schulze will skip it over to Luthman. Luthman will drive middle, put up a right hand layup, and good. Nice move by Luthman.
Bringing up for the Lady Indians. 3:33 left here in the second quarter. Indians down two.
Get in there.
Fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers.
Toner at the rebound. Pushes it up to Luthman. Luthman back out to Toner. Toner swings it to Watchern. Watchern will drive baseline off her foot. Go out of bounds.
We got a whole new crew for the Tigers.
Yep. Five in, five out.
And Hope Wendell checks in for Day. So Allie Vaughn will inbound it.
Five new ones. This could be a struggle.
Allie will get in to Forkamp. Back to Allie. Allie having trouble.
It might get another 10 seconds.
Allie Vaughn crosses. Gives off to Hope Wendell. Back out to Forkamp. Top. Home and home.
Get in there.
Fire up a three up and go. Fire.
Heat check.
Makes her score 16-15.
Varga pushes it up to 14. 14 back to Barga. Up, no good. 14 is not on the right. Yeah, she is. Barga has it at the top of the key. Now skips it to Peters. Peters over to Noor. Noor inside to Marshall, and we'll have a charge. Allie Vaughn takes a charge. Coach Vaughn is fired up. Ball will go to the Indians.
Yep, so Allie Vaughn will inbound it. Into Brooke Colling. Brooke
We'll bring it up.
Whoa.
Over to Brenna Holman. Brenna into
Score.
Wendell. Hope will make a move. Travel.
Oh, my goodness. Hope Wendell got it inside. Got it blocked, but we got a foul called, so Hope will shoot two.
So Hope's first one up. No good.
Well, ball doesn't lie there, because that was a clean block.
So Hope will get our second here. Up and good. Indians extend their lead to two.
Knorr pushes it up to Peters, up all the way up court to Stonebreak. No, Marshall, she puts it up and good. Great passing to push the ball up to court for Versailles. Brooke Collie gets away, gets it stolen away. And Marga pushes it up down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Out to Knorr, over to Peters. Peters will shoot a long two, off the glass, no good. Rebounded Hope Wendell.
Hope will give it over to Allie Vaughn.
Let's take care of the ball here.
Yep.
And we dribble off her foot.
And looks like it'll be a foul call on number 23, Peters. Her second. Team's
going to be 1-1.
Eighth. So Allie Vaughn will go to the line, shoot 1-1. All 151 left here in the second quarter. Allie Vaughn will put up her first. No good, and line violation. So Allie will get a second on the line violation. Fires up there, no good.
Luthman the other way, pushes it down the right side of the court. She picks up her dribble over to Barga. Now swings it over to Watrin. Watrin on the left wing. Back to Barga at the top. Indians still in that 2-3 zone. Watrin on the left wing. Swings it to Marshall. Marshall over to Barga. Barga up top to Luthman. Now swings to Watrin. Watrin short corner. Marshall. Marshall gets it in to Lyons. And she puts up a shot. No good. So Lyons will go to the line, shooting two. Minute 27 left in the second quarter. It's all tied up. Lyons gets her first one. It's up and no good. Off the back iron. Toner in for Marshall of Versailles. Lyons at the line. She'll get her second. Shots up and no good again. Rebounded by Brenna Homan.
Brenna will give it over to the left side. Allie Vaughn. Allie gives up to Paige Fortkamp in the corner. Fortkamp gives out to Homan.
Stone. Ball's still on the floor. Watrin comes up with it. Brooke almost steals it away, but back to Versailles. Marga at top. Swings it to Watrin. Now swings it over to Luthman. Luthman gets it inside to number. Who is that? Toner puts up a hook shot, no good. Rebounded by the Indians.
Allie Vaughn has 53 seconds left here in the second quarter, 17 all. Allie Vaughn will hit Brooke Collig.
Score back that. Cut
up, no good. Rebounded. Brooke Collig. Brooke will be fouled.
Good hustle by Brooke to get her own rebound. She'll go to the line and get two shots.
Yep.
Brooke's first one up. No good. Stoneburn checks back in for number 24 Lyons. Cog will get her second here. Goes up and good. Makes 1-2 from the line. And he's got a 1-point lead.
Luthman pushes up to Watrin, up to Barga. Now inside, knocked away. Indians recover. Brooke Cog.
Up there, Allie Vaughn over to Hope Wendell. Hope, is it, just slow it down. Yep, gives over to us.
I'd take
Vaughn.
One shot.
Yep, I would too. Allie Vaughn over to Brooke Collig.
Yep, Brooke, that's what they're going
to
do.
Hand it off to Allie Vaughn. Allie will dish it off to the left side. Holman back to Allie Vaughn.
20 seconds on the clock.
Allie Vaughn will get screened by Brennick.
It was there, but Allie Vaughn threw it off the feet of Hope Wendell. Knocked away out of bounds. It's got to be a better pass. I mean, it was open.
Yep.
Watchman the other way has 13 seconds. She'll jog it up the court, swing it over to Luthman. Luthman on at top over to Watchman. Now Watchman dribbles, throws it inside to Hope Wendell.
Brennan, three, has 2 seconds. Brennan will pop. No good. Rebound by the Tigers. That's going to send us a half. We're going to take a break here, come back with stats, and talk about the game right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, Fort Site Fieldhouse. Halftime of the JV girls game. Scoring so far for the Lady Indians. Brenna Holman has 8. Fort Camp has 2. Allie Vaughn has 4. Hope Wendell has 3. And Britt Cogg has 1. That tallies up to 18. And then for the Tigers, Watchman has 4, Schultz has 4, Toner has 2, Lyons has 2, Luthman has 2, Stonebreaker has 1, and Marshall has 2. 17-18, Indians up 1. Jason, really, I mean, first part of the game, Chase, the height really killed us, and then we kind of slowed it down and played our game.
But they're definitely more athletic than us and longer than us, and they've been getting hands on balls they shouldn't. And we got to be more careful with the ball, make better passes, because I think we're more skilled, but we just been turning the ball over too much, and we lead by 1, but I feel like it's anyone's game. These teams are pretty even.
For sure.
We'll see how the second half goes.
Varsity coming up right after this. And remember, Friday, the boys are at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio will have that one. And Saturday, the boys will host our cam. WPGW will have that one. We'll simulcast with them. Radio Rob Weaver. Varsity game should be an interesting one, Chase. And for sure, for the Indians, it's got to be a big MAC matchup. And this could be a huge one for the Indians if they can pull it off.
Yeah, we said against New Bremen that those teams, us and New Bremen, were even, but I think we definitely should. We're better, and I think these two teams are going to be evenly matched tonight.
Yeah. They are a decently tall group out there, so.
I think, would we beat New Bremen by 20 or something?
Yeah.
And so did this team, so.
Yeah, so we're, I would say we're pretty even.
Yeah, but
maybe
who knows?
Height's not on our side, but. So we're going to take a break here.
Height's not on our side. We got 2 giants, at least.
And they have.
We have Val, Olivia. I mean, we got height, too.
I mean, yeah, but they got.
They what? They have 2 or 3. Same as us. I'd say these teams are pretty even.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. At time, JV girls game.
Yeah, because we're small.
I can't.
150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here for Sykes Field House. Indians up one. 18-17 our score. 4:18 left here in halftime. So, like I said, for the Indians, Hillman has 8. Fort Kemp has 2. Vaughn has 4. Hope Wendell has 3. And Rick Cog has 1. That gives us our 18 points. And Rochelle's is staying in this game. 18-17, only down 1. So, like I said, boys are at Versailles tomorrow, and then they will host Arcanum Saturday night. WPGW will have that one, and Fort Recovery Radio will have the Versailles game. Should be an interesting one. That is really...
What is that?
Yeah. Should be an interesting one tomorrow, Chase. Justin Arns?
Justin Arns. Oh, man. He has struggled against Fort Recovery, though.
Yeah.
Recent years.
He has... It's not like Fort Recovery. We are daring to shut him down to what, 4-2? Or
he had 4 against us.
Last year he had like 8, so he's having, what, averaging a 6 points?
We'll beat him. We'll be all right.
Yep. Bet Coach Bayshore can't wait for that one tomorrow. And that's what he always talked about, how he always wants to take that title away from Versailles. At least at the beginning of the year, he always said that. So we'll see if he can beat the Tigers tomorrow. And then Saturday, Arcanum will be in town. Arcanum will be in town for a non-conference game. Both teams come back on the floor. We're still in halftime. 2:40 left, so we're going to take one more quick timeout. And we'll be back to start the second half right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here for Side Fieldhouse. About to start the second half. 18-17 our score. Innings up one. It looks like they will get the ball to start the half. Starting for the Indians. Here, Wendell, Macy Day, Hope Wendell, Brenna Holman, and Paige Fort Campbell will start the second half for Coach Vaughn and the Indian. Looks like regular starters out there for...
Yeah, former sales. Same starting five that started the game.
Hope Wendell inbounded into Kira Wendell. Kira will bring up for the Tigers, or the Indians. Give it over to Holman up top to Day over the right side. Kira Wendell. Kira will drive in middle over to Paige Fortcamp. Fortcamp will drive baseline and
blocking foul on the Tigers.
Yep.
Ball be underneath.
Foul be on Stoneburner. Her first team's first of the half. Brenna Holman get in. 2-4 came back to Holman. Holman give it up to Day. Day loses it and it will go back to the Tigers.
Schulte inbound for the Tigers into Watchin. Back to Schulte. She'll take it up. Indians remain in the 2-3 zone. Over to Luthman. Back to Schulte on the top. Swings it over to Stonebreaker. Back to Schulte. Schulte give it over to Watchin. Watchin from the left wing. Three ball, no good. Rebounded by the Indians. Hope Wendell.
I think that 2-3 zone's really made the Tigers take shots they really don't want to chase and not be able to get the ball into the paint with their height.
Yeah, it slowed it down. We're making them shoot threes that they probably don't normally shoot, and it's working for us.
Yep. Day over to Kira. Over to the left side, Fort Camp. Fort Camp will get it over the cross court to Day. Day to the corner, Kira. Kira drive middle. Dish over to Fort Camp. Hand it back off to Wendell. Wendell to Day. Day will drive middle. Dish off to Brenna Holman. Brenna will drive. Hand it off to Fort Camp. Then give it over to Day. Back to Fort Camp. Over to Wendell. Wendell has it, gives over the corner, Brenna Holman. Brenna will get in today. Back to Holman on cut. Blocked. And
blocked by Toner of Versailles. Ball goes to Luthman. She walks it up. Now over to Watchin on the left wing. Back to Luthman up top. Back to Watchin. Back to Luthman. Now swinged over to Schulte. Schulte has it on the right wing. Gives it over to Luthman. Over to Watchin. Watchin enters it into Toner. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Brenna Holman.
Brenna will give it up to Kira Wendell. Kira will drive, dish back out to Fort Camp.
Get in there.
We'll fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers.
Toner gets it. Pushes it up to Watchin. Watchin will push it up the floor. Up to Luthman. She'll drive baseline. We'll have a foul on the floor. Brenna Holman. That's not her second.
That's not that bad of a foul there, Chase. Just stopping her and really not letting her get the layup.
Yeah.
So that'll be Brenna Holman's second foul. Team's first and a half.
Schulte to inbound in her own basket. She stepped over the line. Thought about passing, and it's too late. She's on the line. Ball go to the Indians.
Hope Wendell gets in to Wendell. Wendell back over to Hope Wendell. Hope will bring it up. Give it to Kira.
Oh, my gosh.
Kira will give it over to Fort Camp. Fort Camp will drive middle, dish out to Day. Day up 4-3 up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers.
That was deep, and she was still long. Schulte pushes up the right side of the court over Luthman. Luthman for three at the top of the key. Off the back, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Up, no good. Rebound again by Toner. She puts it up and good.
So
19-18, Versailles leads.
Fort Camp gives it to Kira. Kira will fire up a two up and good.
Luthman brings it the other way for Versailles. Luthman gives it over to Schulte. Schulte shoots a three from the left wing. Rebounded Paige Forkamp off her hands. It'll stay with Versailles. But again, that zone just made them shoot threes, and they haven't had any success.
Number 15, Barga, checks back in for number 11, Schulte.
Barga to inbound under her own basket. Gets it in to Toner. Toner from the left block. Now kicks it out to Luthman. Luthman drives left, puts up a shot, and will be fouled by Hope Wendell. That's her first, team's second of the half. That sends Luthman to the line to shoot two shots. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Luthman's first one's up and no good. Indians lead by one. Luthman will get one more. Her second one's up and no good again. Got an off-ball foul on Versailles, so
foul be on Lines, her third. Team's second and a half. Or Toner, my bad. So Indians will bring it up, give it over to Hope Wendell. Hope will give it. Nope, keeps it. Goes all the way to the lane, and there will be a jump ball. Jump ball. So we'll go back to the Tigers.
Luthman brings it up for the Lady Tigers. Skips it over to Watrin. Watrin over to Stonebreaker. Back to Watrin. Up top to Luthman. Back to Watrin. She's on the left wing. Now gives it over to Luthman. Swings it to Schulte. No, Barga. Barga enters it into Stonebreaker. She kicks it out to Luthman for a long three. No good. Rebounded by Versailles, but they throw it to the Indians' Macy Day.
Macy having trouble if it gives up to Hope Wendell. Gives it to Kira. Kira will back it out, make a move, dish out to Forkamp. Forkamp thinks about three, keeps on to it. Gives it to the right side, home into the corner. Kira.
Inside to her.
Kira will make a move, pop a shot. No good, rebound by the Tigers.
Barga the other way, pushes down the middle of the floor. Skips it over to Luthman. Luthman drives baseline, and we'll have a foul on Brenna. That's her third. Team's third of the half. Lions in, enters the game for Versailles, replacing Stonebreaker. Barga inbound under her own basket. She'll get it into Watrin up top. Now swings it over to Luthman. Luthman backs it out. 2:52 left. Ball goes over to Watrin. She enters high post to Toner. Toner shoots from the foul line. No good. Rebounded by Paige Forkamp.
Forkamp will get over to Kira Wendell. Indians up one.
Versailles has a smaller lineup in. We gotta find Hope Wendell here for a post move or something.
Kira will hand it off to Forkamp and then
turns it away to Watrin. Watrin the other way. 2-on-1. Watrin gets blocked and they called a foul. That was a clean block. Great hustle by Paige Forkamp to block it, but they call a foul on her. That sends Watrin to the line to shoot two shots. Indians still lead by one, 20-19. 2:27 left in the third quarter. Watrin's first one is up and no good. They are struggling from the line. There hasn't been a basket in a while. It's 20-19. Watrin gets one more.
They're 1 of 9 from the line.
Puts it up and good. Make that 20% from the foul line.
They ain't that great percentage there, Chase. So we're going to take a break here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, 20 all after Coach Vaughn timeout. 2:27 left here in the third quarter. Hope Wendell will get into.
Nope. Stolen away by Fargo. For sale, she backs it out. She's on the right wing. That should be all right. Kira Wendell tips it out of her hands and off of Barge's feet. And ball will go to the Indians.
So Hope Wendell will end on it again. We'll get it.
Wow, what a throw.
And Evers comes up with it, gives over the right side, Holman back over to Day on top of Key, back to the right corner. Brenna Holman. Brenna will give it back up top to Hope Wendell to Kira to left side, Macy Day. Day will get a screen by Evers. Macy Day will then drive, dish out to Hope Wendell. Hope will make a move to the middle, dish out to Brenna Holman. Back into Wendell, tipped away, and will stay with the Indians. So Brenna will inbound it, 20 all, 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Brenna will get it into Elaine Evers, over to Kira Wendell. Kira will make a move middle, dish out to Hope Wendell. Hope will fire up a three. Rebounded by Kira Wendell. Kira will give it to Brenna, back to Hope. Hope over to Day. Day will fire
get
up
in
a
there.
Three.
Up yes, and sir. Good.
3-point basket, Macy Day.
We needed that one. We've been on 20 for a long time. Indians take a 3-point lead. Watching on the left wing over to Marshall. Marshall in the corner. Over to Luthman. Luthman will drive left. Kicks out to Marshall. Marshall swings it to Barga. Up top to Watrin. Watrin at the top of the key. Swings it to Luthman. Luthman will drive middle all the way to the cup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and good. So 22-23 Indians lead.
Here will then be fouled by 15, Barga. Bargie.
Is it Bargie?
Bargie. So that is her first, team's third of the half. Hope Wendell inbound it to Paige Fortcamp. Fort Campbell. Bring it back up top, hand it off, and
stolen away by Bargie. She's down the left side and puts it up and good. Versailles takes the lead. Ball into Kira Wendell, but we'll have a foul on Watrin. That's her first. It's the fourth team foul for Versailles. 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Indians trail by one.
Hope Wendell inbound it. 57 seconds left here. She will get it into.
Oh my gosh.
Fort Camp and.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. Fort Camp will then go past about four or five Tiger defenders, give it over to Brenna. Brenna throws up a shot, no good.
That should be all right. I don't know about that. Caught a Versailles ball, but I don't know who. I'm not sure who it was tipped out on. So 46 seconds left in the third quarter.
Indians down one.
Schulte triggered in for Versailles. And we're going to stop, and Jeff Hunt's going to have a conversation with Bokey.
Kira Wendell's struggling to die her shoe.
Oh, is that what? I didn't see that. Schulte triggers it in to Luthman. Luthman will race at the court. Now kicks out to Schulte, back to Luthman at the top. Schulte will give it back to Watrin out top for three, and they finally make a three. Watrin from the right wing, 27-23. Versailles
leads. Wendell get it into Kira Wendell. Kira will take it up, give it over to Paige Fortcamp. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Fortcamp top of the key, hands it off to Kira Wendell. Kira, 10 seconds left. Dribbling around, gets into over to Fortcamp. Fortcamp's going to fire up a three, up no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. 2 seconds left, and they'll fire up a 3-4 court. doesn't make it. So in our third quarter here at the Fort, 23-27. Indians down four. Fourth quarter coming up after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here for Sudfield Fieldhouse, 27-23. Indians down four. Indians were stuck to 5 points that last quarter, a three by Day and two by Kira Wendell. So the Indians won by it.
Allie Vaughn and Brooke Collig were held out that third quarter, and I look for them to do some work here in the fourth, try to get us that victory.
Yep. Allie Vaughn gives over to Holman. Poked away, gets it back. Holman back over to Vaughn. Vaughn will then hand off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp
travel.
Will walk. Yep.
A lot of turnovers for the Indians this game. Stonebreaker triggered in four of Versailles. Gets it into Watrin. Watrin brings it the other way. Indians still in the zone. Over to Schulte in the left wing. Back to Watrin. Back to Schulte. Now short corner Stonebreaker. She kicks it out to Watrin. Watrin swings it to Schulte on the right wing. Now up top to Luthman. Over to Watrin on the left wing. Now tipped away and stolen by Paige Forkamp.
Forkamp gives it over to Hope Wendell, up to Allie Vaughn. Allie
now
will
back it out, back it out.
We'll give it back to Hope Wendell. Give it to the right side, Forkamp. Forkamp to the corner, Collig.
Gosh, dang, guys. Legal screen on Fort Recovery. Now send the ball over to Versailles. 6 minutes to go in the game.
Day will check in for Brenna Holman.
Schulte triggers it in to Watrin. Watrin will walk the ball up for Versailles. Over to Schulte in the left wing. Now kicks it over to Luthan. Luthan drives. Now kicks out to Schulte. Schulte back out to Watrin at the top of the key. Over to Schulte. Schulte enters short corner to Stonebreaker. Back out to Watrin. She skips it over to Schulte. Now up top to Luthman. Now over to Watrin. Watrin wants to shoot the three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig of the Indians.
Brooke will bring
need
it up.
A bucket here. Need a bucket.
For sure. Brooke will find Day. Back shoot to Collig. Over to the top. Key. Vaughn. Vaughn will make the move to Mill. Dish out to Fort Camp. Forkin will drive, baseline, put up a shot, up, no good. Rebounded by Vaughn, and will be fouled. I think he's going to call it on the floor. Nope, two shots.
Great job, Allie Vaughn, getting that rebound. I think she's developed a flop because she just fell to the ground. The girl had her hands on the ball, but good job by Allie. She's at the line.
Allie Vaughn's first one up and good.
Brennan replacing Paige Forkamp.
24-27. Indians down 30. Allie Vaughn going to get her second here. That's lane violation.
Yep. I am shocked on how many of those I've seen this year. Girls basketball. There's so many line violations.
Are they actually doing it more, or are they calling it more? I think they're doing it more.
I think so.
Vaughn's third one up. Good. So makes her score 25-27.
Watrin with the ball over to Schulte on the left wing. Back to Watrin. She holds it out top. Now swings it over to Luthman. She'll drive middle. Kick out to Watrin. Over to Schulte. Schulte skips it over to Luthman. Luthman will shoot the three. In and out. No good. The Indians got a break. But we're with jump ball. It'll stay with Versailles.
And he's got to do a better job boxing out.
Yeah. That's, I think they've been struggling with tonight, especially with their height, too. Versailles has a decent amount of tall people.
Schulte to enter it in. Two. He gets it in to Toner. Up no good. Rebounded Hope Wendell. 5 minutes to go.
I've never seen Hope Wendell bring her the ball so many times for knees tonight.
Pretty much took over point guard tonight.
Allie Vaughn will make a move. Put up for a layup. Oh, man.
Yep. Coach Vaughn not happy. Allie has a wide open layup, and she's got to shoot. She has a wide open layup and wants to pass every time. I just don't get it. I want to score. I want the ball. Watching up top.
Indians down two. 4:35 left here in the fourth.
Sales being patient. They're holding it. 4.5 to go. Versailles leads by two. They're just going to hold it.
I mean,
Mace's engine closer trying to get a 5 second. Swings over to Luthman on the left wing. Now up top to Watcher, and we're going to hold it again.
I'd little love over. To see them 4 minutes.
Brooks going to get a steal here. Luthman drives, kicks out the Stonebreaker. She kicks it out to the Watcher, and now over to Schulte. Schulte over to Luthman. Get this steal, Brooke. Oh, about had it over to Watcher, and Watcher up top swings it over to Luthman. Luthman on the right wing. She'll drive and kicks out to Schulte. Schulte over to Watcher. Watcher will drive in. Kicks out to Luthman. Luthman will then pitch it to Schulte. Schulte drives to the corner. She'll be trapped.
Oh!
She finds Stonebreaker. She misses it, but gets her own rebound and puts it up. Versailles leads by four.
29-25. Oh. Brooke Cogwell.
Versailles.
No.
Gosh.
No, my God.
Oh, Indians man. Missed opportunity as Versailles didn't get back and missed layup. So that'll send it the other way. I think Brooke should have shot that. I mean, yeah. Don't we want to score?
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Two passes. Schulte skips it over to Luthman. Luthman on the right wing will then find Toner on a roll, but it'll go off her hands. Indian ball.
And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Fort Side Fieldhouse. Indians down four. Friday, the boys are at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that one. And then Saturday, the boys will host Arcana. WPGW will broadcast that one. We'll simulcast with Radio Rob Weaver. Indians down four, Chase. And like you said, they're just being too passive. And they got to look to score. I mean, Allie Vaughn had that chance, and Brooke Cogwell had that chance. I mean, it would be a tie game if we had made those layups.
That last fast break was huge because Versailles had no one back, and we had a two-on-one with Macy and Brooke, and we just couldn't convert. And you just don't look good on fast break offense. I don't know why, but.
What are we? Oh, Hope Wendell. We'll get it in today.
Versailles full court man-to-man pressure.
Day will bring it up. Give it over to Hope Wendell. Hope will then bring it up. That is the quickest 10 seconds.
I was watching his hand. As he walked faster, his hand went faster. and I think eight or almost 9 seconds went off the clock. But his arm went almost 11 times.
Watching on a back door, puts it up, no good. We'll have a foul on Versailles, send it the other way.
If you watch some of the referees, as they go faster, their count goes faster. If the pace is slower, they go slower. They're keeping track with their feet instead of their hands. And that you know, I couldn't possibly keep track with my hand and do a different pace with my feet. So that's just an observation, not a criticism, because I sure can't do that.
Allie Vaughn will get into Brooke College. Paige Ford Camp and Brenna Holman check in for the Indians for Hope Wendell and Macy Day.
Good pass. Bruce
will get a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Schulte the other way.
and gives it up to Watrin. Watrin pushes up to Luthman. No one is guarding her. But they'll just hold it. 2:28 left in the fourth quarter. Indians trail by four.
Indians go back to man-to-man.
Inside to Stonebreaker on a cut. Up and good. That extends Versailles' lead to six. Little over 2 minutes left in the game.
Allie Vaughn has it. 2:12 left here in the fourth. Vaughn makes a move, gets into the middle, dishes out to Fort Camp, loses it, gets it back, gives up to Vaughn. Vaughn will give it back to Fort Camp. Fort Camp,
get in there.
Up a three, up and good.
Shot.
Wow.
Cuts it down to three.
Paige Fort Camp, 3-point basket.
Huge shot. Watrin will walk it up for Versailles. Indians man-to-man. The ball goes into Stonebreaker. She's out top. Now over to Schultze. Schultze will throw it over to Luthman. Luthman holds it at the top of the key. Minute 40 left. Indians down three. Inside to Stonebreaker.
The elbow ball's loose.
Elaine Evers comes up with it.
Up to Allie Vaughn.
Minute 30 shot. Left. Does not here. Have to be a three.
Nope.
Minute 20 left.
Brett Toggle, drive, dish off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp out to Brenna Holm.
Shot.
Brenna Holm up for three.
Nope, no good.
Allie
makes the score 31-30. Versailles leads by one. Minute 12 left in the fourth quarter, and we're going to have a timeout Versailles, so we'll take one with them, and we'll be back after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087. 4087.
At the fort, Indians down one.
Indians got to be aggressive and foul because we only have five team fouls and they're not very good shooting free throws from the line.
Nope.
So I would foul right now since they're, I mean, they're not in the. We have two. We have one foul.
Foul
one
on foul
or fouler.
Yep, there. Good one.
55 seconds. I would have fouled right away.
Yeah.
Trying to go for the steal, but.
Be aggressive and go for a steal. Like Chase said, that's what the Indians should do.
Versailles will enter it in from the side. Ball goes into Turner, guarded by Vaughn. Back to Schultze. Schultze at the top, hands off to Luthman. I would foul. There you go. 49 seconds. Brenna Holman fouls. That's her fourth. Team seventh, so Luthman will go to the line shooting 1-1.
Luthman's.
They still 2 for 10, or?
Luthman so far is 0 for 2. Or, yeah.
0 for 2 from the line.
So.
Indians trail by one. 49 seconds left. First one's up. And no good.
Rebounded. Yep.
By Hope Wendell. Indians with the ball. 45 seconds left. And we got a barn burner.
Fort Camp has it. Gives up to Hope Wendell. Gives it to the left side. What is Trevor wearing?
Trevor, that is the giftiest look ever.
And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. So we'll take one with him. Here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here for Site Fieldhouse. Indian JV girls down one. 36 seconds left. And remember, tomorrow, boys are at Versailles. Showdown with Justin Arns. Saturday, the boys will host our Cam WPGW. I'll have that one.
And Indians with the ball. Going to take it out from the side. See what Jeff Bond. draws up here.
Hope Bundle gives in to Ali Vaughn. 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Ali Vaughn finds Brownholm on back cut. Up and good.
And he's taken the lead by one. Great shot from about 10 feet on the baseline from Brenna. That was a great shot. Big time play.
Yep, and it looks like the Tigers are going to take a timeout. We'll take one more quick one here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here for Sight Fieldhouse. Indians up one. Tigers got one last chance. 23 seconds left here in the fourth.
Schultze to trigger it in for Sales. Gets it in to Toner. Back to Schultze. Now over to Luthman. Luthman will bring it up. Guarded by Brenna Holman. 18 seconds. Luthman at the top of the key. We'll get it to the right elbow. Lyons. Lyons will drive. Kick out to Watron. Watron picks up a dribble at the top. Now enters it inside to Schultze. Throws on the ground.
Stolen by Brooke Collins. She takes it the other way.
And we'll get fouled. Big time play by the Indians to get on the floor, and Brooke Collin comes away with it.
Not one of those plays, Chase. If you're going to get beat, I mean, you might as well foul. If you get beat on back,
you get beat. Yeah, but
Indians didn't get beat, so Brooke Collin go line shooting 1-1.
5.6 seconds in the fourth. Brooks' first one's up, and oh, no good. Rebound. It goes to Versailles. Schultz comes away with it. Ball's still loose. Tick. Time's running. They're not going to get a shot off. So great win by the Indians. Just great job defensively and offensively late in the game.
Indians escape. I mean,
yep. Down about the whole second half and took care of the ball and came away with the victory.
And we're going to take a break. We'll come back with some sets. We'll be back here in Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here for Sight Fieldhouse. Going over a quick scoring set. Brenna Holman had 10. Paige Fortkamp had 5. Macy Day had 3. Hallie Vaughn had 8. Hope here Wendell had 2. Hope Wendell had 3. And Brooke Cogg had 1. And one. I mean, as much as we'd love to get into Hope Wendell, she struggled tonight. We really didn't give her the ball much inside, and we
comes from the height of her sails. Yeah. They had some long arms in there, and Indians had to do other things to win.
And Brenna Holman had one of those nights at Chase that she hit a few of those shots, two threes in the second quarter that really set the Indians on the run.
I wouldn't say the Indians shot real well from the floor, but they kept shooting, and the shots were falling at the end. Paige Fortkamp with a huge three when we were down 6 to cut it to 3, and then Brenna Holman with a couple big shots, especially the one that took the lead. So,
yep. So we're going to send out from here. JV game, varsity game will be coming up right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.